it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Lunchbox is still sick, kind of. He'll be in a little later this morning. He's been out the last couple days. And we're like, if you're not feeling good, don't come in. That's what I say. And we have the whole clock change. We had to set our clocks forward. How do you feel about that?
I don't really like spring forward, but I don't know if it's mental. So I'm going to change my attitude about it and just say it doesn't affect me.
I think you had about 2 to 3 days to complain about it, right?
Oh.
Like today's fine to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like, oh. Because again, we just did it Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's the first work day where it's all janky. But by about Wednesday, stop complaining about it.
Okay.
Well, I'm tired today.
Okay.
Ugh.
Oh, you do get today. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say it tomorrow and Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My problem with it is that it's moving. I don't care where they put it. Just sit there with it. Let's stop changing our clocks. We don't need to change anymore for the farmers.
Okay. Then which one would you pick? I pick this one because it's lighter outside longer.
Yeah, again, we can play outside longer on a cul-de-sac. You know?
But if you don't change it back, it'll get worse.
Regardless, let's just keep it somewhere. And I was reading the story. 54% of Americans want to stop changing the clocks twice a year. We spring forward an hour. Everybody knows that. So, first of all, what do you prefer? Spring forward or to fall back?
I think I prefer the springtime, spring and summer clock, spring forward.
Yeah, I like it when it's a little light when we're coming into work, though.
Oh.
So that's not this one, right?
This is this one, yes.
Yeah, it's lighter coming into work. Yeah.
Why is it so hard to think about it? Like, when I really think about it, I'm like, okay, so the clock is going. So right now, say we're driving in at 5 minutes, yeah, lighter.
So most people just want them to stop switching the clocks. Like, pick a one. Let's go. Commit. And let's go.
I agree. Aren't there some states that just rebel and they do their own thing?
Yeah, Arizona does.
Yeah. Let's all be like Arizona.
I'm not sure what the, you know, of all the states, but yeah, Arizona does. Hello? You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. How are you doing?
Good. I'm a first-time caller. My kids and I listen to you every morning on our morning commute, I guess.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Where do you live?
We live in Virginia.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
There we go. We love Virginia.
Oh, yeah, right outside D.C.
We love it. We love it over there. So, anything you'd like to say this early morning?
Yeah, I just want to tell you what an inspiration you've been. I've been working 2 full-time jobs, and I just completed my master's program. So, listening to you and talk about, you know, how hard you work and how hard you've worked to get to where you are has been a real inspiration.
You're going
to
be so happy in a year or so that you worked 2 jobs while you did this. Meaning, look, we can always go, I'm just tired. I don't know if I can do it right now. But you're going to be so happy when it's over that you did it. You know? You're
going
to look back at this time and go, you're going to have the most growth when you're working 2 jobs and going to school because you figured it out. And you're going to go, when times get hard, I've already been through some really difficult stuff. Like, I got this. And so, yeah, I'm proud for you. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, look at you. Well, thanks. I'm going to send you a, can I send her a signed book? Do we have any? Yeah. Hey, I have a book called Fail Until You Don't. I'm going to sign it and send you one of them.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You don't have to take it. You can pawn it.
No, I would love it.
All right. Hold on the phone 1 second. Congratulations. I'll write you a nice little note in there. Yeah, it's always about, it feels hard always doing something. It's always hard to do something new and something worth it. But once you get there, you look back and go, man, first of all, I'm so happy I did that. And second of all, oh, I can do it again. I can do anything. I want a dance show. I can do anything. I can be the president. I want a dance show. I feel.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Amy's joke, always at this point of the morning. So if you're ever just like, I don't know what time to listen if I want to laugh, it's right now.
The morning corny.
What do you call a sweet potato on the highway?
What do you call a sweet potato on the highway?
A traffic jam.
All right. There she is.
That was the morning corny.
Speaking of being back, there he is. Lunchbox is back in the room.
Yeah.
He's been sick for like 90 days.
Guys, that was terrible.
Did you have the flu?
Yeah.
I thought you... as we looked at the record on this show, you didn't get a flu shot ever because you don't believe you ever get the flu.
Right.
Go ahead.
And then I finally got the flu shot for the first time, and guess what?
Oh, come on.
Guess what I got?
But that's not how it works. It doesn't put in a live flu in your body.
No, that's what Eddie told me.
He's wrong.
Dr. Eddie here.
He's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
I am just telling you, I have never had the flu shot, and I have a kid now, a baby, a newborn.
That's probably why you got sick.
And so I got the flu shot, and guess what? I tested positive for strand A of the flu. They did that little cotton thing up your nose. Woo!
Well, what did you learn?
Learn that the flu shot gives you the flu.
That's not... I get the flu shot every year.
Man, let me tell you. I learned that you don't ever want to get the flu. It is the most miserable thing in the world.
Did your baby have it?
No.
Oh.
I don't know how he doesn't have it, and I have it. Probably because he's like, oh, here, and puts his hands in my mouth. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Not cool.
That's why I don't have a baby.
Germs. That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. I mean, woo!
Well, we're glad you're back. What are you feeling if 100% is your normal?
Oh, 98%.
And listen, when you go from that first jump, let's say you're at 10%, and you go to like 15, you feel like you're top of the world. It's like, I'm feeling better. Today, I'm healthy 100% for the first time in probably a month with no allergies, no anything. I feel like I walked that wall right there.
Yeah.
I'm back 100%. Come on.
Amy, you get three questions that I think Lunchbox will get. Lunchbox the opposite. Here we go.
Ready.
Pincers, needle nose, and vice grip are types of what? Pincers, needle nose, and vice grip are types of what?
Oh my gosh.
Pincers, needle nose, and vice grip are types of what?
Do you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Types of oil.
No, Lunchbox, you can steal.
Pliers!
That's correct. You didn't know that?
No.
All right. Number two.
I didn't know there was different kinds of pliers.
In the NBA.
Oil.
The Magic.
Yeah!
Play in what city? In the NBA.
The Orlando Magic.
Oh, you knew that one?
Yes!
Okay.
Yeah. Magic Johnson for life?
That has nothing to do. He didn't play for the Orlando Magic.
He didn't?
No.
Oh.
How did you get that?
he played for the Lakers in Los Angeles.
I was picturing him with a white jersey with blue that says Magic and there's stars.
I mean, that's the
maybe
jersey.
I just, they've
the
been,
one.
Hey, you know what that means? They've been really good at branding their city with their team.
Not really.
Orlando Magic.
All right.
Other cities and teams should look to them because that was in my brain.
Amy.
Yeah.
A V8 engine has eight blank. A V8 engine. Oh, she's doing her hands like a square.
No.
I don't think you know this. A V8 engine.
Yes, I do.
Has eight
cylinders.
Oh, wow. Anyone else surprised you to that one?
Yeah, shocked.
No.
I thought you were doing the design of a cylinder. I thought you did a pretty good job.
I was. That,
yeah.
He said I was doing a square. I was like, no, I'm doing a circle.
All right. You have two. Lunchbox stole one of yours. By the way, the score is 9-6.
Wow.
Lunchbox up 9. Amy has 6. They're playing to 10.
Magic didn't play for Orlando Magic.
Magic Johnson did not play. Okay. Lunchbox. Gina Rodriguez, the actress, is the star of what CW show? Gina Rodriguez, famous actress, is the star of what CW show?
Oh, it has to be Gilmore Girls.
Ooh, incorrect. Now, Amy, you can steal.
I don't even know who Gina Rodriguez is.
You can steal.
CW?
Mm-hmm.
Did you address if it's past or present? Was it still on air?
I just asked a question. No, Lunchbox couldn't ask a question, so you can't either.
Oh, okay. Smallville?
No, I'm sorry. Jane the Virgin.
I did it again. Okay. Jane the Virgin is on the CW?
I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And who is Gina? What's her name?
Gina Rodriguez.
She's Jane the Virgin.
Yes, Jane the Virgin. Obviously. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I guess I've never seen it.
Fenty Beauty, Savage Lingerie.
Oh, I like that.
Their clothing and beauty brands from what famous pop star? Fenty Beauty and Savage Lingerie. They are famous pop stars brands.
Finnage Lingerie.
Fenty Beauty.
Fenty.
And Savage Lingerie.
Savage.
Savage pop star. Ooh, who would I like to see in lingerie? We'll go with Britney.
Oh, no, it's incorrect. Amy, if you get this, you can win.
Ariana Grande?
No.
Who is it?
Rihanna.
Oh, I'd like to see her in lingerie.
Yeah.
That's true.
There you go.
You can probably Google
I guess that. Ariana, is she too young for the launch?
Nah, she can wear she's a lingerie.
She's
like
23 or 24. Yeah, she's not.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. She seems so young.
Come on.
I think probably because she was a kid when she got famous.
Probably that.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a softball-ish one.
Oh, well, let's
These
see.
Have been hard so far, not going to lie. Sorry, Lunch.
Stephanie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, is famous for writing what book series? Stephanie Mayer Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
Stephanie Meyer?
Would you say Meyer? Meyer, yeah. M-E-Y-E-R, Stephanie Meyer. Famous for writing what? Super famous book series. Do you know it, Amy?
Yes.
No, Amy celebrated over there with the hands.
No.
Go ahead.
So I am just going to go with something Amy likes, the Hunger Games. I don't know, though. I've never read it.
It's even This series is even bigger than that. That's incorrect. Amy, you've already won. But the
yeah,
answer...
I have not read these books. I'd like to answer. This is why I did this, and this is my guess.
Go ahead. Is it Magic Johnson's novel?
No, it's Twilight.
Yeah, there you go. It was Twilight.
Yeah.
There you go. Which, there she goes. She wins again. Yeah. She's still in the game. Wow. Still in the game. There you go. Your bonus question would have been, if it was a tiebreaker, who is Emily Blunt married to?
John Krasinski.
Well, I was asking him.
Oh,
I didn't know who Emily Blunt is.
Oh, that's a super fan. They're like the most famous couple of Hollywood right
They're
now.
They're so cute.
What?
I want to be
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah. They're on every E.
I'm going to Google Emily Blunt. What does she do?
Mary Poppins.
She's
Poppin.
In Mary Pop, Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
I don't,
yeah.
There you go. Well, Amy, it's 9-7. Look at you. Climbing back into this thing.
Underdog.
Climbing back into this thing. No, it'd be a comeback, not underdog.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty equal. All right, walk me through this. You're at the grocery store?
Yes, and we're checking out, and the clerk has acne. I mean, I don't know how to other way to put it.
The
like
clerk.
It was the person checking us out.
Oh.
And so they were working, and there's, you know, so you're standing there for a while, and my son, you know, he talks to everybody and smiles and says things, and people talk to him.
He's 8, by the way.
He's 8. Yeah. And so cute, did not mean any harm, but she started talking to him as she's scanning things, and then he points out that she has a lot of buttons, which are, then he says, pimples, you know, because she looked confused.
How does he say it? Like, I'll be her, you be the kid.
And she's like, oh, you have a lot of buttons, you know? Like, curious, like, whoa, a little curious, also just observing, and then it's, but that's pimples, and so you're basically, and I go, Stevenson, no. I mean, because he'll do that to me, and he'll point right to my face and point out whatever, and I just looked at her, and I was mortified, and I apologized, and
she
knew,
say?
I mean, she knew he didn't mean any harm, but she was embarrassed. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, it's probably something she has to deal with, and when you have a kid point it out, ugh. We learned from that, and he knows now not to call out anybody's buttons, ever.
What happened? What did you say to him?
I just said that can really hurt somebody's feelings. Like, it's one thing for you to do it to mom at home, but we don't do it outside of the house. If you want to call out buttons or pimples, like, we do it at home, not in public. No, never again.
What if it was literally her buttons on her shirt, though? It wasn't?
It was not.
She knew it wasn't?
It was not. Hmm. And then he... explained that it was pimples.
Tabitha in Ohio.
Good morning.
How did your kids embarrass you?
My little guy is 8, like Amy's son, and we were in church, and I was kind of gassy one day, and in the middle of praying very loudly, he tells the entire church, oh my gosh, Mommy, you stink.
Oh.
About the most embarrassing moment of my life.
So you farted in church, and he told everybody.
Oh, yeah. While everybody was quiet and praying, and it was very loud.
Well.
At least he embarrassed you and not a stranger.
Very true.
But sometimes maybe you'd wish that they would embarrass
a
stranger.
That's true. That's a you know, scenario. I'm just, maybe.
Yeah. But Tabitha, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate that. You had to relive that one again.
Mm.
And we appreciate that. Let's go over to Johnny in Connecticut. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, tell me what's up.
Well, there was one time my son and I were down going to get the mail at the mailbox. We have a long driveway. And across the street, we have a neighbor who's very, very involved with everything going on around him. Well, he's looking over, and so I say to my son, look down, let's not make eye contact. We're just getting the mail. We want to get back up to the house at some point today. So the neighbor sees us, comes walking over, and says, hi. And my son looks over to him and says, my dad doesn't want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, stop it. No, of course I do. He's like, no, you just said, don't talk to the neighbor. Don't make eye contact. God.
Oh, no.
Really?
How do you rebound, Johnny? What do you do?
Nothing. You do nothing. You just kind of look away.
You run.
you move. But it's your neighbor.
You call
oh
the movie
gosh.
Company. Called Black Tie Movie Company.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm. Wow, that's a good one. Thank you for that. Hey, Jamie in Kentucky, how'd your kid embarrass you?
Well, good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
We were in Walmart. He was about 4 at the time, and we decided we're going to go down the aisle, and another lady was coming up the aisle, and I always say if we're in a tight squeeze or something, like, all right, let's pretend we're skinny. And I said that, and, you know, kind of half-jokingly, and Chase turns around at the time and looks at the lady and he goes, Mom, that lady's not going to be able to pretend that because she is fat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was pretty embarrassed. I couldn't tell him to report fast enough.
Lunchbox thinks that one's funny.
Oh, man. Listen. I was at Target one time and there was a kid in the cart and this lady, Mom, pushing down the aisle and there's a big lady and the kid goes, Mom, why is that lady so big? And that lady just turned and went flying out of the aisle. Didn't even get whatever she was looking for, but it was, woo!
I don't like that.
I'm sorry, yeah, that makes
but
sense.
Jamie, thank you. You laugh at the meanest things.
No. Guys, it happens.
I know. Yes, it does.
And I happened to be on the aisle when the kid said, Mom, why is that lady so big?
No, we get it. We heard you. You just laugh at the meanest things. What if someone said that to you?
Well, I'm not really that big.
But what if someone said that to you, like somebody you loved?
I mean, yes, it would probably hurt, but man, it's still funny at the same time.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to say, Amy?
Well,
I'll do one more to kind of get us out of that funk.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air, Denise in New Hampshire.
Oh, hi. I have a really good one. My daughter Elizabeth was 2.5. I was 7 months pregnant. We were at the local pool, and Elizabeth looks over at this woman and says, I like your toes. And she says, oh, thank you. I'll take a compliment where I can get it. And then Elizabeth says, but there's something wrong with your face. And she says, what's wrong with my face? And Elizabeth says, you need a new one. And you could tell she had definitely done a lot of sun tanning, and she was old, and it was like that leathery, kind of wrinkly. And I could not get up fast enough because I was 7 months pregnant. Like, oh my gosh. And I didn't know what to say. And the woman just grabbed her stuff and left.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
And we talk about, she's 21 now, Elizabeth, and we laugh about it all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, Elizabeth, I can't believe you said that to her.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
A bit funny.
I mean,
unfortunate.
Maybe she has some older siblings, because it sounds like a joke. Like,
yeah.
It's like new face.
New face. If you're waking up in the morning and you go, I need more energy, or I just wish I was in a better mood, or I want to be more productive, it could just be all about sleep, right? And so for me, I've been traveling so much, and when I'm not in my room and I'm not on my Sleep Number bed, I don't like it. I'll be honest with you. I love my Sleep Number bed, and it's tough when I don't have it because the Sleep Number bed is meant for me. My Sleep Number setting is 30. The new Sleep Number bed, they're so smart. You know, they sense every move. They automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. And also, let me say that so many couples disagree on mattress firmness. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's right for both of you. Right now, go and save $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/bones. Find the one nearest you. I love my Sleep Number. I love that I have my own Sleep Number. It really is great. Why quite the weekend? I'm going to call on Saturday, and a friend's like, hey, Amos Lee's playing at the Ryman Auditorium. I love Amos Lee. Like, here you go.
Sweet pea, apple of my eye. Don't know when and I don't know why.
Been a fan for like 15 years, right?
I am at ease in the arms.
That's me singing, by the way.
Oh, man.
So I was like, I will go to that. And so my friend was like, hey, he's sick. He's been sick. He canceled yesterday's show. He may still be sick tonight, but I think he's going to go on with the show. So I was like, cool, I'll go. And so I didn't have anybody to go. I called Eddie, and Eddie couldn't go. And I call one of the friend. My friend is a producer named Topher, and he's like, I can't go. And it's last minute. So I'm like, fine, I'll go to the concert by myself. I did a whole blog of Mansa story. It was a whole my diary going to a concert by myself. And so I go, and I just needed one ticket, and I get there, and they give me four tickets. They're like, all right, and the show is sold out. And they're like, here
you had empty seats around you?
I had a whole pew at the Ryman by myself. And so I'm there, taking in the whole show. I'm watching it, and he's sick. And I know what it feels like, because I had to do stand-up in Iowa with about 40% of a voice. And you feel, you're at that place where you go, all right, like I feel like I can do it, but I can't give what is normally given. And for me, I just sing a little bit when I do comedy songs, but I was doing a lot of stand-up. And I was like, I think I can get by with a beat-up voice doing stand-up. I just got to be careful with the songs. But for him, he's a big singer. And there's that line where you go, is it so bad that people are going to be annoyed? But then you also go, people have changed their plans. Some of them have driven in for hours. They can't come again. So you don't want to like put it off, because sometimes people can't come back ever.
Yeah.
So you're walking that fine line always as an artist, going, do I still do the show? Like, I don't feel great, but what? So he gets out and he can't really sing Amos Lee style.
Wow, that's rough.
He's about 50%, which is still good. And I know all the songs. I was singing them out loud anyway, so it didn't matter. For me, So he does everything that he can do to cover. He has the band play like three solos during every song. He'd be like, here's Jimmy on a guitar. Let's go to Frank on the trumpet. And he doesn't tell the crowd really he's sick before the show. And so they're doing it, and he brings out another local guy, singing guy. And the guy obviously didn't really know he was going to come out and sing a whole lot, because he walks out with a lyric sheet.
Oh. Last minute.
Yeah, and the guy was amazing, by the way. But Amos Lee was so sick, he really couldn't nail the high parts of his songs. He played acoustic some and just played some low songs and was really good. So people in the crowd start yelling at him, sing your songs!
What? Dang.
Yeah.
Did they not understand?
They didn't quite get it yet, that he was really sick and he was really putting it on the line for everybody. And once that happened, he started talking about it, and his mom was in the crowd sitting right behind me.
Oh.
And he was like, my mom's out there. And people would be like, hey, man, sing your own songs. Because in the middle of his own songs, he'd be like, all right, Chris, take it away. And Chris would sing some of his songs. And he'd be like, I am Eddie. And he'd be like, Chris, take it away. Chris would go, in the arms of a woman. And so I'm feeling bad for him. Like, I'm appreciating how good he is, sick. But there's no doubt. And then he finally starts to talk about it. He's like, listen, I had strep throat and had to cancel last night. And I'm really giving it all I can. And when he said that, the crowd, the jerks, were kind of like,
my bad.
Oh.
Take that back.
And then it was a collective, we get it, we appreciate it, we're in it. We're in it with you now.
So should he have said it sooner?
That's the thing. Yes and no. Because if you can get away with not letting people know and you give them a good show, and they walk out going, oh, that was pretty good, you don't have to let them know because they're not thinking about it the whole time.
But then once you get heckled,
He was getting heckled at the Ryman.
That's rough.
I wanted to shove the person. They're a lot bigger than me. And she was, you know, looked mean, so I didn't. But, yeah, but then I really enjoyed the show. But I felt bad. I felt bad.
Do you think he should have come out right away and said, hey, guys, I'm sick, and I'm going to try to do my best instead of trying to fake his way through it?
I don't think there's a right answer to that.
Because the crowd turned on him, and then they turned
back. Well, it was like three people.
Oh.
But that three people was just awkward for everybody.
Yeah.
We're like, because the Ryman's, there's like, you know, close to 3,000 people in this place, but it's still a pretty intimate setting. You're sitting at church pews. And so, like, it's probably one of my top 10 favorite artists. So I was in it, and I could tell, but I felt bad for him. And I don't know how he did last night, because he had to cancel a show the night before and move it to last night. But, yeah, it was rough, man. Poor guy. But he muscled through it. Like,
shout out. You're that other guy that just called up there to help him.
Oh, that guy was so good, though.
Okay, that's great.
He was good.
But other people are like, sing your own song. Mm-hmm. We don't want to listen to that guy.
Yeah, it was a tough one. So they had all these tickets. They gave me four tickets. And I'm sitting there by myself. And about halfway through the show, I see one of my friends is sitting up in the top. And so I text him, I'm like, hey, got these seats. And so I had three other seats, empty seats, but like four people came down. And so we were sitting in one extra seat that wasn't ours. I'm not good at being a criminal because the whole time I was nervous.
Well, but it's a church pew, so you can just...
We couldn't, though, but you still couldn't.
I know you couldn't.
They were sitting in another seat. if we had to, but we were sitting in a seat that if a person would have walked up and been like, those aren't your seat, that's not your seat, sir.
You'd have been like, guilty.
Yeah, I'd have been like, take me to jail.
Cuff me.
It was me. The whole time I was worried.
Oh.
I'd be a terrible criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole time I'd be worried the cops were coming. And I felt guilty.
Yeah.
I'm not good at being a bad boy. Thought about it for a while.
I'm surprised you didn't just make them pick only three of you. One of you needs to go back up.
Or you could have traded spots with them.
I wasn't going to do that. I was enjoying the show too much. I still really enjoy the show.
I am at ease.
And if you get a chance, go. See Amos Lee. But yeah, and don't be rude. Just don't. And also, don't yell.
Yeah.
At a show, if it's not a big, loud show,
yeah.
Don't yell. Nobody, especially, like when I'm doing a comedy show and people are yelling at me in the middle of me talking, I get irritated because other people paid for tickets to come. They didn't come to hear you yell. I didn't come to hear her yell Amos Lee to sing your songs.
Yeah.
The artist doesn't even like you yelling at them.
And even if they ignore you, they can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, can hear you. And I get so mad, I'll be telling a joke or something or playing a song and someone screams at me. And I'll be like, listen, if it's just me, I don't care. Scream all you want. But there are people next to you that paid for this ticket to come sit here and watch this show. And they don't want to hear you scream. They did not pay $1 to hear you scream. And a lot of times it's drunk guys who's like with their girl, and they start to go, oh, I'm funny too. Let me yell at Bobby Bones. I'm proving my girl I'm also funny. Because she'll be laughing, because I'd be like killing it, right? And she'll be laughing. And
what? If I was the girl, I'd be embarrassed.
And then he'll be like, and I'll be like, oh man, we got a drunk one. And I'm like, dude, I'll stop the show sometimes. Honestly, I know you're threatened right now because your girlfriend's laughing at my joke.
Oh, you tell him that?
Yeah, I'd be like, but I've been practicing. Like, if you go practice and come back with better jokes, then that'd be good. But not one person here paid 50 cents to hear you tell jokes.
Ooh.
And sometimes they shut up and sometimes they don't. And that's when I punch them in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Your mind.
That's in my mind.
One of these days, Chris Rock's going to be one of those guys.
Mostly they'd be quiet. Oh, can you imagine it's someone funnier than me?
Okay, you got it.
All right, you got it.
What if they yell, Bobby, we love you! Is that okay?
It's not okay during a talking. Okay? No, because talking is all on rhythm and cadence of words. And if I'm like, so I went to the store yesterday, bought some milk.
Bobby, we love you!
You've already cut off any timing for me to tell a joke.
Okay.
If it's a loud music show, yell all you want. But if it's like an acoustic show, shh. Nobody paid for you to yell.
And if somebody's telling jokes,
if Amos Lee's playing this song right here,
I am at
shut your mouth! Yeah, and like the Kacey Musgraves show, people were yelling when she's like, I'm in love with the slow burn. We love you! No, shut up. Let her finish the song. Yeah, people sometimes at shows, it's like Facebook. They just have a need to be heard. Just sit back and enjoy. Take the content in. You know what I mean?
It's good advice.
If it's an Al Dean show, scream away. Just let him have it, because he's playing loud. There's fire. Here's the rule. If there's fire, you can yell. I just made the rule.
I just wrote that down.
Yeah. If there's fire at a show, feel free to yell. If not, pick your spots.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We all feel good about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Raimundo, any luck with them finding the person who shot a bullet into your apartment?
Yeah, ongoing investigation. I was out of town all weekend.
But you said yeah, so what's the update?
No news is good news, is what they've been telling me.
No, that's not true. You're looking to find who shot into
Absolutely.
Your apartment.
Absolutely. Those cops right now are on it, and I've been told just get out of it, let them do their thing. Ongoing investigation.
But you said the first 48 was when they were going to find it, or they're not.
And it sucks. It wasn't the first 48. That's usually what you want.
So basically nothing has happened?
Honestly, we weren't really able to get in touch with them. It was tough. It was the weekend, but they told us just big boys will handle this. Y'all, worry about do your thing. Just go about your days.
Oh, well, maybe later today you'll hear something.
Raimundo had his apartment shot into, went through the glass, went through the television.
Yep.
Are you worried about your safety?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, that's the reason, people go overseas and fight, so we can do our thing here, right? Like, you can't live your life in fear. Like, if you're going to be fearful, go live in another country. I'm in America.
I didn't see the whole story. Now, were they maybe targeting that apartment before the people that lived there before and you moved in?
That's brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
Oh, brand new. So they followed you.
Raymond had just moved from downtown to west side of town.
There's a lot of questions, but there's people that are paid to investigate that, and that's what they're doing.
And no answers, though.
No answers.
But
no.
You're leaning more towards that it was random and stupid punk person.
Yep.
All right. So nothing.
It was a good person. They just made a mistake.
Oh, now sure. You know what kind of person they're good.
Yeah,
he's gosh. Assigned a complete narrative to this. Now, is this someone?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like to talk about
chance,
it.
Saying.
Yeah, they deserve a second chance, but I just don't know anything about the person, the motive, any of that.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You're not stupid.
If you find them, will you press charges?
I mean, I'm a really nice guy. I'm a very nice guy. My girlfriend's a nice girl, but at the same time, we think back to that exact moment when we were so scared for our lives, and it's like, that was so unbelievable. There was glass all over our apartment. I mean, you can't really forget that kind of stuff.
But his question was, do you press charges?
He doesn't know.
Hey, but when it comes down to it, I'll make that decision.
Okay, Ray's not answer one single question.
I mean, they've instructed me not to answer really anything.
Okay.
They're like, if the press calls, don't do anything, just lay low.
Ray, you are the press.
That's why it's tough.
Okay. All right, thank you, Ray.
And you were all over the news.
Right, you've already done interviews and given them Instagram.
We turned down tons of interviews.
No, who wants to interview that many times over? There's not been a... Okay, Raymundo. There he is.
No.
Raymundo, everybody. There he is. We got to run him. All right, Pete Davidson was on SNL talking about dating Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these are his comments. So Pete Davidson's like 20 years younger than Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah. Apparently people have a crazy fascination with our age difference, but it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
There you go. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It's funny.
Okay, now I get it.
But
he's funny.
But it's flipped.
Oh, he's super funny.
That's why she likes him.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Well, it's flipped because all those people are dating younger girls, and he's the
But he's saying,
guy.
Let's hate.
Yeah, like, chill out.
What's the difference?
People do it all the time.
Yeah. What's good for the goose, good for the gander, if I say. That's what my grandma used to say.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This 17-year-old girl in New Jersey was out walking her dog on Saturday, and she hears, help, help, help. And she's like, man, that sounds like someone's in that car trunk. No way. She runs home, tells her own mom, I think someone is calling for help from the car trunk. They go out, they call 911. Someone had been locked in the trunk. They got carjacked the night before, and the carjackers ditched the car and left the person in the trunk.
Wow.
Whoa.
And so this 17-year-old girl was like, I have to call the police. And she saved the dude's life.
Wow.
Because he was going to be stuck in the trunk.
Imagine if you hear that. You're like, what? And you can't walk. It's hard to walk to a sound. I tried that when that cat was under my house. Every time I would go somewhere, it would be the opposite. And then I would go to the opposite, and it'd be back where I was. But you hear him going, help. You're like, is that in the car? Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, good for her. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I was thinking about you, this Ethiopian Air flight that crashed. Anytime I see an airplane thing, I think about you because your husband's a pilot. So, this thing was only up for a bit, right?
6 minutes, I think. And the pilot already talked to air traffic control and had permission to turn around and come back to the airport because he sensed something was wrong. And I guess, obviously
did you guys see this?
Didn't make
it.
I didn't know so many people had died. More than 150 people are dead. It's crazy that a big commercial flight crashes.
Yeah.
Huge.
8 Americans. Here, let me play this. This is the CEO, the Ethiopian Airlines CEO.
From the air traffic controller's record, the pilot mentioned that he had difficulty and he wants to return. We cannot also attribute the cause to anything because we will have to comply with the international regulation.
What did your husband say about this?
Well, I mean, he just said he wasn't surprised at all. He's flown Ethiopian Air a lot and said that most times it's like the scariest flight he's ever been on. But sometimes he doesn't have a choice. Like when he's been in Africa, it's just what he has to do. And when I went to Africa, I flew Ethiopian Air. And I mean, I had a fine flight. But I looked at him when he said that. He's like, I'm not surprised. My scariest flights always happen on Ethiopian Air. And I'm like, why would you let me fly that? Why didn't you tell me? And he says that he swore he told me and that I just ignored it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Probably. But I mean, I guess... He was not shocked.
There was also a flight with a bunch of turbulence that landed at JFK in New York. More than 30 people are recovering with injuries after extreme turbulence rocked a flight that landed at JFK.
That was also an international flight, right?
Reports indicate that Turkish Airlines Flight 1 endured about 6 minutes of severe turbulence. Stop it. 6 minutes.
6 minutes, man.
Like, Amy.
That would be the longest 6 minutes of my life.
If we just hit a bump, I'm looking around who I'm going to eat. Like, if this plane goes down. Yeah. Yeah. If we hit a bump, just one bump, I'm scouring. Like, if we go down Andes mountain style, who's old Bobby going to?
Yeah. Miracle in the Andes.
Yeah. It's like, boom. All right,
folks. If you survive the crash. Yeah. I was thinking you're going to eat them before, like, while you're crashing?
No, we go down.
No, no, okay, no. It would take a few days.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not for me.
Hungry.
I'll just go right to it.
No.
Well, we've crashed. We crashed and I'm hungry.
Ooh,
I guess there are no laws.
No.
Time to eat.
No, it's respectful.
I've been looking at you for a while, lady.
To wait until they die.
So dumb.
And the women will likely die.
What?
Why?
That's what happened to Miracle in the Andes.
So, that's old school.
It's not old school.
New school.
I'm just saying it's what happened, and so I've already convinced myself it's fine. I'll just have to die.
No, I got you. If you're with me,
listen. I'm probably going
to
die anyway because I don't want to eat anybody.
The Titanic. All the men.
I would eat someone immediately.
Good point, Eddie.
Thank you.
Because they let them. Yeah, they were very kind. And y'all, it's a different time. It's a different time. Y'all would not be letting us get off the boat first anymore, and that's fine because we're okay with that.
Equality.
Yeah.
And equal.
I'd be like, okay, go ahead. But children would get off the boat.
I mean.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I mean, listen.
That's our future.
Yeah. Well, not if you're dying. There is no future.
We did play a game one time where it was like, if there was, who would be out of all of us?
I wasn't playing this game.
No, this
we
is so
it a
funny.
Lot.
No, it was on the tour bus. We were touring.
Oh, then.
There's a card game, and it's like you insert the card. I don't like this game.
It's like, and out of all of us, if there was one parachute, who would take the last parachute? And everyone was like, Bobby would.
I'd grab it. I won't even say bye.
Yeah, but you go.
You guys were having a conversation. No, you guys be having a conversation like, all right. Who do we give the last shoot to? Boom. Peace out, guys. I'm not even in this talk.
You don't even want to grab anybody to go tandem with you?
Sure. Get on. Koala bear me. Let's go.
Koala bear.
You know how a koala rides the front?
I'll koala bear
Come
you.
Come on, baby. Let's go. But I don't have time to wait around. Pull the chute. Let's go.
That Kate Beckinsale show that I've been watching on Amazon is surrounded by a plane crash where everybody dies except for
This too much. Yeah. I'm not. I would eat myself then. I'd be stuck.
Oh.
Just me.
Start with your
foot. Start my fingers.
What happened to your hand? I ate it.
I don't know.
I got hungry.
But you've only the crash was like 6 hours ago. Doesn't matter. You know the rules. As soon as you crash, you gotta start eating.
I don't see you as that person. You wouldn't eat the last. If we were stuck on a raft in the middle of the ocean and there was only five chocolate bars,
wouldn't.
You wouldn't eat them.
I wouldn't
them.
Eat all five of them. I'd eat four and a half. No, I wouldn't. I'd make sure everybody got it equally.
Yeah.
Because we'd all survive.
We'd ration.
I'd find a way to survive and we'd have a good story to tell.
I'd
be working on my next story all the time.
You would be who I would trust to guard the candy bars to ration it out equally.
Boom. Yeah. I don't like saying that, though. It's giving myself too much credit.
You're not saying it. I'm saying it about you.
Haley in Austin.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and say how much I love the show. Especially Tell Me Something Good. That's my favorite part.
Thank you very much. Yeah, at 55 after every hour, we bring a little bit of positivity. So I'm glad you like that because we do it every hour. So it's cool.
Yeah, I listen to it on my way home. It's always good to hear something good. I work night shifts. So.
Oh, so you listen to the podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
All right, see you later. Have a good day. Wendy in Oklahoma City, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. What do you want to say?
You are a little aggressive this morning. It's funny, but you're a little aggressive.
I know. Listen, I haven't felt healthy in a month. And you know how you get better and you're like, oh, I feel like top of the world. Like, best I've ever felt in my whole life. That's how I feel right this second.
Well, that's awesome to hear, but if you're feeling top of the world and willing to eat people, Bobby, we got a problem.
And I'm willing to what people?
Eat people.
No, I'm saying...
That was to survive.
I'm saying as soon as my airplane hits a bump, I'm looking around at who I got to eat if this thing crashes.
No, I get it, but... Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Wendy in Oklahoma City, thank you for calling. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
All right, see you later. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game.
And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play it, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Friends without the R. Best Fiends. I went to a show this weekend. I went to watch Amos Lee, and it was fantastic. It's sweet, as far as like one of my favorite artists. He was sick, so that stunk a little bit. Felt bad for him. But it was good. It was good. Don't know when, and I don't know why. It ended near 11 o'clock, and I knew that Morgan number 2's sister was in town from Wichita. I'd never met her before. And I was like, well, if you guys are nearby, why don't we I'll just walk a block. And we met at Blake Shelton's bar, All Red. And they pulled the fire alarm.
Yeah. Yeah, some drunk guy just pulled the fire alarm and party had to stop.
It shut everybody. Everything.
How many stories is that one?
The whole building. They were like, we can't serve alcohol. I don't drink anyway, but it's like, no alcohol, no dancing, no joy. They wouldn't even allow joy in the room because of the fire alarm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we were like, all right. And Morgan number 2 goes, why don't we go over to Luke's bar, Luke Bryan's bar? It's called 23 Bridge, 32 Bridge.
One of those numbers.
Yeah. So we,
32.
32 yeah. Bridge. We walk over to Luke's bar. And like Morgan number 2 knows like the mobster back roads of things.
Oh,
like she's like we go over here.
Oh,
we get him skimmy.
And that's like in the alley.
Yeah,
knock
yeah.
3 times on the door.
And so we go and we get into Luke's bar, and it's cool. And we're hanging out, and there's a band playing. I mean, they're playing like my kind of jams too. It's like 90s alternative stuff.
Oh,
you didn't like that?
No.
And so Morgan number 2 didn't like it either. And so
yeah, I would be like, let's go.
She's like, let's go over to Aldean's, and I'm like, all right, we got to go back out, stand in line.
So y'all were with Blake, Luke and Jason.
We were with them. We were at their bars. Oh. They weren't there. They rarely show up on the weekends.
Okay.
So we're over there and she's like, no, we don't have to leave. She's like, I know a back way. And so she like walks me through these hallways and we're like crawling under pipes. And next thing you know, we're back on the dance floor at Jason Aldean's that we were the week before when I was out till 2 in the morning. She's like, all right, so it's me, her, and her sister. And I tell her, I said, I don't have it in me to go hard like I did last time. And she's like, come on, just for a little bit. So we go out, and I was out till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I saw that.
And here I was. Just, better now. I don't feel like I danced as hard, but I did. I was there the whole time. So it was fun. But and I'll let you take this part. We're up on a block. Because Morgan number 2, for some reason, likes to dance where the most people can see her. Mm. So she, if there's a stage, and this was a block on top of a stage. Like, she was like, let's get up here. Then let's climb up
like
here.
Like, scary if you fell?
All of a sudden, we're on top of like a radio tower dancing. And so people are like climbing up there and stuff. Okay, you can take it from here, Morgan number 2.
So some guy had kind of grabbed me and wanted to dance with me, and I just wasn't having it. I told him, no, I don't want to dance with you. And he was very drunk, and he was very persistent. And so I kind of got into a little yelling match with him. And soon enough, Bobby turns around, and you see Bobby's fist kind of get ready to, like, punch
what?
This guy for me because...
I love that saying. Okay.
Fists. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, fists.
Well, go ahead. I'm not talking.
So he had his drink and one. I just kind of see defensive Bobby come up in the corner of my eye because I'm kind of going at this guy right now, and I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm good. I got it. But then I just see, and then this guy kind of turns his attention to Bobby like, oh, is that, like, your boyfriend or something? And they kind of like make eye contact, and Bobby's like ready to punch. And then his friends kind of grab this guy back and was like, sorry, he's so drunk. But Bobby like didn't keep his eye off of him for like 30 minutes. They were ready to fight. Oh, you were mad dogging him?
Hard. I was staring him down hard. First of all, I'm not a fighter. But you can't go, like, grab Morgan number 2 and not expect me to be like, yo, dude, don't. But he wouldn't stop, and he was being obnoxious. And I wasn't going to punch him, really. I was going to take him and just throw him off the top. He was so drunk. I was just going to throw him off the platform. But that's all. Yeah, but don't do that to her. You can do that to me. Grab my butt.
Yeah.
Don't grab hers.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was good. But that's what happened. Ish.
Well, what's the ish part?
I don't know that I had my fists. They weren't up. I was just like ready.
I picture you like the Notre Dame guy, like, you know, with his fighting Irish.
Come on over here, buddy.
Like 1920s bare knuckle boxer.
That's what I picture.
I was upset at him. And
well,
then
you were being protective, which is nice.
And then I made eye contact with him and I didn't let it go. I just held it on him. And he was like, why are you staring at me? I just kept staring at him. And listen, I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm not a pretty, very big guy. But I probably had 2 inches on him. And now, in our post-show, pre-show last week, I was telling you guys how to fight in a bar.
Yes, the trick.
I was ready.
You were going to do that?
No, I was just going to throw him off the pedestal. I told her. I was like, don't worry. I wasn't going to, like, I don't want to hurt myself.
You take your glasses off to show him a sign like, I'm ready to rumble?
I wasn't ready to rumble.
Just stretch a little.
Just don't mess with her, you know?
Yeah.
Don't mess with her. That's all it was. And we stayed out till 3. So there, we were out, and I met this girl on this app, right? I haven't told you this story yet, Amy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I met this girl on this app, this dating app, but I haven't met her. And I was like, hey, we're up here. I was talking to her on Instagram. I was like, come up to where we are. And I forgot the clocks were moving ahead.
Yeah.
So it's like 1:15, and usually it closes at 3. And so she's like, okay, cool. They were downtown. And so by the time she gets there, they're closing the bar. And so she gets up, and they're like, all right, lights on. So I spent like 5 minutes talking to her. And so I'm getting back in the car, and I'm leaving, going home. I just got a cab, and I was going home. And so she hits me, and she was like, hey, that was pretty anticlimactic. We didn't really, you know, get to meet. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, let's have lunch tomorrow. She's like, cool. And so 12:30, I was like, cool. And then I go, she doesn't show up.
Wait, that was her who was supposed to be there?
Yeah. I go.
Are you serious?
I go, and she doesn't show up.
But have you talked to her since?
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't she come?
Well, she's like, I overslept. I'm so sorry. But I literally went at 12:30, was there.
So y'all planned it on that message. You were like, 12:30, this is the spot, be there.
Well, it was 12:30. The exact thing was, hey, let's have lunch at 12:30. I'll text you, you know, half an hour before, and I'll just meet you there. And it's like, cool. 12:30, text her, boom, went. Sat there, order. I was like, well, and it's there's a part of it whenever the waiter starts to feel bad for you. Because I'm like, don't worry, she's coming.
Oh, no.
She'll be here any minute.
And then at some point, the waiter comes and goes like, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm not. I said, you can just have the menu. I gave him the menu, and then I ate by myself.
Okay, but there was, like, I think you should give her another chance because it was is daylight savings. Like, at church?
Oh, come on.
No.
So getting stood up.
No, because y'all were, for one, you were out really, really late. You planned it when
nobody
she was out.
Nobody forced anyone to do anything.
Okay. And then she maybe didn't have her clock set, and then that made her sleep in.
Well, my clock was also the same as her clock.
A lot of people were an hour late to church. Did she show up an hour late to
No.
The lunch?
No. But that's what happened. That's why I posted a thing on my Insta story. I was like, well, I had brunch with somebody and didn't show up.
So I was wondering what friend just wouldn't show up?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good run.
That was it.
But,
did you take your black marker and just take it across her name?
Yeah, she'd go.
She'd done?
No, I didn't.
No, you'll give her another
I didn't.
Go.
Will I, though? What do you think about
she
that?
She live here?
Yeah.
No. You can't do that to Bobby. Amy, that's his thing. Like,
his time is valuable.
Minutes late. She didn't show up.
But wouldn't it be great if he ended up with someone that helped loosen him up a little bit when it came
by
to time?
By just not showing up?
I mean,
that's not loosening
no,
up.
No, 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 no.
That's breaking
Y'all
it down
together.
Completely.
No, no, no. You work together.
Okay.
Like, you meet in the middle. Like, she.
Go ahead.
You help show her to how to get places on time and actually get there.
What
just
do you think?
In general.
Should I go again, or should I just cut it off?
Yeah, I think you give her another chance.
Lunchbox?
No. Bye, girl. Like, you don't have time for that. She wasted your whole time. She embarrassed you.
It was kind of embarrassing.
But it is
so
a cool story.
But I live embarrassed, so it just doesn't work with me. I'm just never going to have a girlfriend.
You know what? No, I got an idea. Oh, actually, gosh. I just thought of it. You do give her another chance.
Go ahead.
You invite her, tell her, I'll meet you at dinner, and then you never show up and say, how does that taste?
That's so not
And then the third date would be perfect after that.
No, then you just...
Then we're all even.
Yeah, then you're even, or if she calls you...
Do you want to see a picture of the...
Yes.
Let me tell you.
No, you stop, Amy.
What?
You've already booked.
What?
No, you can't have my phone because you
I
get my phone
yes.
and you start...
Well,
you can just look, no touching. Last time
it.
You wouldn't get my phone back.
I know. Well, I had to Google that girl and get some more pics.
There. What do you think? Go ahead.
Speak. Why are you so silent?
Yeah, I mean, she may
Now he wants
shot.
You to change your mind. Now he says date her again. Okay.
Morgan number 2 met her for a minute. Yeah. Anyway, Eddie, your thoughts?
No. No, move on. You have so many options.
Where
are these options?
Oh, dude, she screwed
this one up. I love
that
people just assume I have options.
Yeah.
Amy says yes. Eddie says no. Lunchbox, what do you say?
I say no.
And then,
I'm back to you. I say yes.
flustered because she's so pretty.
I'm flustered because she's hot, but.
Lunchbox remembered her name and then went and looked her up on her Instagram.
It. Here's my thing.
Don't write anything on her page, dude.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, right. You're going to be like, why'd you stand my boy up?
I honestly would, though, set up a date and then not show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then see if she's cool with that, then maybe you go from there. Like, oh, you know how it feels. Now we can maybe get on the same page.
All right.
Okay.
Well, listen, I did go out with Morgan number two again, and your sister have fun?
She had a great time.
Yeah, she think I'm nice?
Yes, definitely.
They're basically the same person, except her sister, how much older is she than you?
2 years.
But she was like, Morgan number two goes so hard. She goes all the time. She goes, all she does is go, just go out and dance all the time. I was like, I know.
Some people are just,
they're just
25.
They're 25.
They're just 25.
Wait, I got a question.
Go ahead.
What about Morgan number two's sister?
Married.
We went over this while you were
that'll
gone.
That'll put an end to that. Yeah. That's it.
Bobby, don't go out to that one.
No. Okay, what do you think about that one?
This one, I said.
What did you say? Now you're just making noises.
I'm looking at her and I'm like, okay, but she doesn't know how to show up places.
That's
so
true. I did get stood up. Anyway, that's the deal. That's what happened this weekend.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Last night, American Idol. Wayne Coda is the guy. He gets on there and he's a big kid, like 6'4", 6'5". Just a large dude. And crazy story about how he grew up and how he was abused and was like beat by his stepdad. And starts singing.
When I dance alone and the sun is bleeding down, blame on me.
And you're like, woo, that voice comes out of that. Really good. This Lane Hardy kid, who last season was on the show, and he didn't make it to the top 24, but he's from a really small town in Louisiana. And he went and was just playing guitar for his other friend who was playing. And they were like, come on. And this is absolutely true because he wasn't coming on the show. And they had to beg him to come on the show. But they gave him a ticket again last night because he performed.
He got good.
Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed?
This kid's 18 years old. And I talk to him all the time. He won't say three words. Then he'll get on stage and be like, I got all this. It's crazy. But
yeah, so was it like that he took the last year to mature?
No, he wasn't coming back to play. He didn't want to come back to the show.
What did they see in him?
Here's what happened. He goes on the show. He's playing guitar for his friend. It's like his best friend's sister. And there's no pressure on him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's just playing guitar. Yeah, and they're like, Lane. Luke's giving him a hard time because he's wearing his own merch hat. They're like, Lane, play a song. And he's like, all right. And so he just starts to play it. There's no pressure.
Okay.
And they showed him accepting the ticket. But what they told me off was they had to really convince him.
That makes sense. Okay.
So he goes to Hollywood.
I love that we have the insides.
Yeah.
What is this?
Where'd you get this confidence?
What is this? What?
My hand knows all he said.
Just turned 18.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load off.
Anyway, it was good. It was a good episode last night. I usually don't like the audition episodes that much, especially when I'm not in them. But they're doing a good job at really highlighting, especially how funny Luke is. Last year, I don't know if it was Luke's first time at being on the show, and I don't know if you guys watched it yet from last night, but man, he's so funny on the show this season because one, he's loose, and two, they know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good.
That promo piece with you is so legit.
It was so good. I wasn't expecting it either. But yeah, it's on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones.
Like, it's Lionel. Luke Bryan's one thing, okay, because he's in here all the time, but Lionel and Katie, they're just like talking about you like, Bobby, yeah, we need him. He's da 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 da. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I probably paid him to say that. Here's $1. You like Bobby? Say it. This one kid at the end of it, his dad's a preacher. So he works in the church and he's a janitor and he's gay. He just told his dad he was gay. And his dad's like, you can't be here anymore.
Oh.
And so he goes on. He was the last one last night. His name is Jeremiah Lloyd Harmon.
And it was almost
heaven. He was so good. It's good, man. I don't even know what to tell you anymore. I won't be on next week, but who knows? They may run a whole greatest hits of my life like they did last night. But I will be on the week after that when it goes to Hollywood. So Idol was last night. That was good. Amy went to yoga for the first time in like 10 years. Is that what happened?
Well, yeah, I just was curious. I didn't realize it had been that long, but ever since I got kids, I have been doing yoga at home on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
And then I went in, and they were like, hey. And I was like, hey. Kind of to me, I was like, what's it been, a few months? She looked up in the computer, and she goes, oh, yeah, June. And I was like, last June?
Oh, wow. Hey, I mean, now so that you have like kids.
9 months ago.
Oh, you could have had another baby since then.
Right. Yeah. It's just a lot easier to work out from the house. So like leaving, but I it made me want to go. And actually when I was getting dressed to go, I was like, oh, it's just some of it's just I'm out of routine. And my husband's like, well, you know how you get back in routine? Mm. You go.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's good true. Point. And so now that I was there, I kind of like the environment of other people and the energy of the flow.
Can you do that with your kids?
Yeah, I just have to figure out, they're only in school 3 hours a day. Yes, I just have to figure out the right class and the right time. But I just got in the groove of working out from home. So now I've got to, you know, practice taking a few classes a week. So it makes me want to do that. And it makes me want to do boxing at your gym.
Is that because it could be for free?
Well, I like free, but also I like the idea.
What if I made you guys pay?
Oh, that'd be terrible.
I'm like, everybody show up and you all get charged a full membership.
No, I like the idea of that, but I also like the idea of hitting things.
Yeah, I think you would like it. So what do you want? We can do.
Well, I don't know which one. I don't know the classes, the teacher. I don't know which one to go to or what to do. So I want to make sure like I get, if I'm leaving the house for a workout, better be good.
We can still do like a show boxing. So if you're, me and a friend and I own two gyms here in Nashville. And so we can go to the title that I own.
So we'd go to the one on Church Street.
That's sure.
Got it.
Go there and we can go. Here are the days. I looked at my schedule here. We can do a Saturday, which I don't know if the kids are in school.
Well, I can work out on Saturday because the husband's, I mean, nobody's working. The husband's home.
Or we could do like tomorrow afternoon. That's pretty quick, but we could do one of the two. You have to decide now. But we could all do that.
Oh, I can do tomorrow.
You have childcare?
Yeah.
No, it's a gym.
Oh, checking. The Eddie, Y has childcare.
Good question, Eddie.
Get on it, Bones. Come
There's
on.
There's no childcare.
Dang it.
At the boxing gym. But yeah, let okay. me know what you want to do.
All right.
Even if it's Saturday, we can do that. We can all set up and go.
Let's do, I think we could do tomorrow. Well, y'all could do Saturday. I'm not here, but it's up to y'all.
No, we're okay. gonna do it together.
Y'all can do both.
Okay. Well, let me see. We'll go to the group and we'll do a group boxing day at my gym.
Okay.
Good?
Good.
All right. What about yoga? You gonna keep going?
I think so. Yeah. I feel like I really liked it. And I was sore in parts where I was like, I guess I haven't really pushed myself that hard.
I know.
Because when you're around other people, I'm like, oh, I can do that too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, is in the glass room with a stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
Overseas, there was a deadly Ethiopian plane crash. 157 people died when the plane wrecked minutes after takeoff. At an Arizona zoo, a woman tried to take a selfie with a jaguar. She crossed a barrier to take the picture and was attacked. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And finally, in New York, at Presbyterian Lawrence Hospital, there was a false alarm for an active shooter. There was a huge police response. Luckily, everybody is okay.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
There's a student who fell asleep while listening to music with earbuds in, and he woke up completely deaf in one ear.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. Some people reportedly use earbuds while sleeping to learn foreign languages subconsciously. We talked about that. Apparently, testing this concept or even listening to music with earbuds or headphones on while sleeping is not a good idea. Now people are being warned against using earbuds and headphones to expose their ears to loud sounds while sleeping because, again, things could happen to you physically and you don't know to stop it. So it gets worse and worse and worse.
Oh, wow. My husband is constantly on my son for the level of sound on his ear. Headphones, because he'll be way too loud, and kids are, it's like so scary. My husband freaks out because he's like, if he wants to be a pilot one day and his ears don't work, he's not gonna be able to fly.
But does he want to be a pilot at all?
My husband's just like, if we don't want to already limit his options.
Doesn't every generation listen to the music too loud?
Yeah,
like that's just a normal, you
like
know, rite of passage.
Every parent
as a
says
kid.
That,
yeah.
Right?
There's this, these Bose earbuds, they're sleep buds, right? And I have them, and you put them in, and I always worry that I won't be able to wake up if I'm listening to these sounds. They have an alarm built into them, which is pretty cool. It's not a commercial, by the way.
Yeah, but they're meant for sleep, so they're not going to do
anything.
They
don't play music. Yeah. They actually play sleep sounds. Like,
that's cool.
Oh, waves.
And then I always want... Oh, is that a wave?
Yeah.
Oh, to me, that was a crowd cheering.
Oh, That's what you listen to sleep?
I just people cheer me on. I can do it. But it has an alarm in it. Anyway, I saw this. Luckily for the unnamed student, one of the earbuds fell off while he was sleeping, so the deafness only hit one ear. He then gradually recovered after being hospitalized for 5 days.
He must have been jamming hard.
Like hard.
Yeah, I probably listened to that Maroon 5. I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or maybe Emoji Love. We got that emoji. Wouldn't that be a good press for us?
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So what were you listening to, kid?
Well, Emoji Love by the Raging Idiots. You know they'll be in Boston on Sunday.
Really?
By the way, we'll be in Boston on Sunday for St. Patrick's Day. We'd love to see you guys. RagingIdiots.com. Bobby Bone, come on. You know, I was going to wait for Lunchbox to come in and do this story. We may bring it up with him later. He's been real sick. But there is this lotto winner that won $273 million in a Mega Millions, but he forgot his tickets at the gas station and left. Have you guys seen this story?
No.
Amazing. He's an unemployed handyman named Mike. He realized he had won the over $250 million in the Mega Millions, but he bought tickets at the Quick Check Mini Mart and then left them behind. Unfortunately, a Good Samaritan found them, gave them to the clerk, was like, these aren't my tickets. They're somebody else's tickets. Those tickets ended up being the ones that won $270 million.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Put the tickets down to put my money away and did something with my phone and just walked away. I was just very thankful that there was an honest person out there because I figured it was gone. Just so happens I got lucky. Actually, twice.
First of all, the person didn't keep the lottery tickets. The gas station didn't keep the lottery tickets. They got a hold of them. The guy came back. All of that. And then he won $270 million.
This would happen to Amy.
Yeah. She's living right.
I have to say it, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I get stuff back. Or people are just, there's other
people
good,
are good
people. People are good. I lose stuff, I get it back.
If you're curious, he says that if and when he meets the unnamed Good Samaritan, he'll totally give them some of his money.
Ooh, how much?
Probably $5 million.
Wow, that'd be okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's getting, I would say, out of 273, he gets 160.
Yeah, that's so what's
fair.
Five?
Give $5 million.
Yeah.
And that changes
what's
that dude's
five?
Life.
What's five? Still $5 million.
No, no, I'm saying to with all that money. Like,
could you imagine just getting a call one day like, hey, here's $5 million.
Remember those lottery tickets that you gave back? I'm the dude. But imagine if you go, I'm the dude and I won $270 million, and you're like, oh, I gave those back.
But you're getting $5 million.
The EMT says that Baby Shark can save lives because if you do CPR to this song, a video of a 3-year-old performing CPR is making the rounds because she's doing it to this beat.
Okay. It's very important, though, that it's that beat and not the...
Oh, you're saying that goes too hard.
Yeah, don't do that
fast. I thought
fast.
It was the other... There's another song, too.
Well, Staying Alive.
Yes, that's
because
it.
Of The Office. But anything that has a BPM of 100 to 120 beats per minute will work. And they say Baby Shark's right up there, too. So you can teach your kid to this. Do your kids like the song? Or is it too young?
I don't know that they know it, so I'd rather, let's just not. Yeah. Now they probably do if they're listening, so it's great.
All right, Casey Musgraves, Rainbow, Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something good.
For the last 17 years, this woman named Gypsy has been running her farmer's market restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her staff's become really close to her. So what she wanted to do was show them how much she appreciated them. So she took them all to Disney World, all expenses paid.
Wow.
Ooh.
Dang. They even closed the restaurant for a couple of days. She loaded up 20 employees and their families, took a 16-hour bus ride to Orlando. All of them on board were taken to Disney World, and it was the first Disney visit for most of them.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, Disney's cool. I'd only been once, and I went because I'd never been before. I was like, I'm going to Disney.
Went by yourself?
By myself. And it felt a bit creepy for a minute.
No, it's fine.
But then I went to that thing where you walk around all the towns.
Epcot.
And that's adult-y. And then I was like,
all
right.
All the towns, all the countries.
All the countries, yeah. I'm like, I'm good. Like, I felt pretty good. Amy's taking her kids, though.
Yep. And it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just preparing myself for it.
Because they don't know Disney.
They don't know it. And I just feel like I have in my mind. I mean, I haven't been. I think I went when I was maybe 5. So my memories are, I barely remember. So who knows? It could be great for me.
Well, shout out to Gypsy Gillum and State Farmers Market Restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina for doing that for all of her staff.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Lunchbox is going to come in later on in the show. So until he gets here, Eddie's going to be filling in with the bonehead again. You good?
I got you.
Lunchbox has been sick. Big pants to wear.
I think they fit.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
When are criminals going to realize not to commit a crime in the snow? Police got a report that a car had been stolen. So they show up. They follow the tracks of the car. The car crashed. Oh. So what do?
You get on your run.
Well, yeah, that's what he did, obviously. Yeah. And all the tracks were right there. So they follow the tracks, and it led him to the guy that stole the car. And he's sitting right there in the shed.
Let me ask you this question, though. What are you supposed to do?
Well, don't do it in the snow.
I mean, it's snowing, and you got the itch to steal, right? And then you crash. You gotta run. Do you run to a point where they can't trace the tracks anymore? Like you have to go to a high point?
Why don't you just run a bunch of different directions?
Oh, then they're like.
But again, they'll end up following the one that comes out.
Then you backtrack on the same steps.
Okay, I'm just saying, we're giving this guy a hard time. But what are you supposed to do? You just stole a car. You gotta run.
I get it. They're just gonna catch you every single time.
Yeah, don't steal a car is immoral. But in snowy areas, too. Drive down south and steal a car in Florida.
Yeah.
There's snow down there.
Right.
All right, there you go.
That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Thank you, Eddie.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I have a lot of cool nicknames, but my favorite nickname in all the nicknames is...
Country music's youngest historian.
Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in...
country music.
Well, here we are. On this day in 2000, 19 years ago, this was your number one song.
How do you like me now?
Toby Keith was number one for 5 weeks.
Now that I'm on my way.
It was the biggest selling song of the year. It was his first crossover hit. It hit 31 in the all-genre chart. This song almost wasn't a single.
How do you like me now?
His label at the time did not believe that his new album contained a hit song at all. So he said he convinced the label to drop him. And he bought the album off of them, and he left.
Oh.
But even his new label wasn't into releasing that song as a single. They said it wouldn't work because radio was so female-driven at the time. Funny how things change, huh?
Yeah, interesting.
Instead, they wanted to put out this song, When Love Fades.
Where do you run? Where do you hide? After the prom.
And Toby demanded that this one put out its first single. It's like, if it fails, it fails. I'll take that on me. He puts it out.
How do you like me now?
Number one for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
One of the biggest songs of his career.
Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy.
And fun, huh? He's really rich, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Google his net worth.
Oh, boy.
I bet it's over half a billion dollars.
How do you like me now?
$550 million.
Yeah.
Woo!
Toby Keith rich. Once we asked Toby in the studio, how's it going? He goes, Google me.
I love it.
Oh, and then we talked about his sales and merch. He goes, I make more in merch in one night than the president makes all year.
Yeah, I said that on the air. I was like, how much merch money you make? He goes, Bobby, I make more in one night of merch than the president makes all year.
I love that dude.
He's honest. There you go on this day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That Luke Combs song, like he wrote the perfect song for women. Because I think every girl feels like they're this woman. Let me run some lines by you, Amy.
Okay.
You just heard it.
Let me know.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine.
Sure.
Every girl kind of inserts themselves into
that's
that.
Beautiful.
Morgan Evertow, I'll bring you into this too.
All right.
Don't you feel like that's a bit?
Yes.
Okay. Takes forever to get ready, so she's never on time for anything.
I don't take forever.
Amy.
But okay, fine. Ask my husband, but I feel like I'm on time.
You're not.
But probably not.
But don't you feel like that personifies you?
Yes.
Like your husband would say that about you?
Yes.
Morgan Evertow?
Not for me, but yes, for my mom and my sisters, for sure.
Amy, this one's you specifically.
Is he saying that's beautiful?
Yeah, well, yeah, because it gets to it. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, it kind of scares me the way she drives me wild. Now, don't you want your husband to say that to you or your boyfriend?
No, my husband says I get crazy eyes, and he's scared of them.
No. The crazy eyes and the come get me, like, he means, like, come get me, right?
Yeah, like, well, this is like a romantic thing. Like, every girl wants to hear that.
Oh, okay.
But no girl does that.
Yeah. Like,
have you ever seen a girl, like, give you come get me eyes? No.
Yeah.
It's always the guy being like, hey, can I get you?
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I feel like every girl feels like they look at their guy sometimes and they're like, hey, come get me.
Okay.
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. the way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, wears her heart. I feel like this is every girl feels like they're this girl.
I dance.
Wears her heart on her sleeve.
Oh, yep.
And then every girl wants to hear she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Yes.
Like, every girl wants to hear that their nuts is hot nuts.
Except for sometimes, like, my husband's more like, you're crazy and you need to get help.
Right.
You've been married 12 years, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way that she dances ain't afraid to take chances. Every girl wants to hear that.
The way that she dances ain't afraid to take chances.
Like,
she dances like nobody's watching.
Yeah, and then the guys are always embarrassed by that.
She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. Yeah, I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool for her. This is the perfect song to write for all. This is why it's so big. It's a perfect song for women.
Yeah, I'm definitely unpredictable.
Do you ever hear that Morgan number two and go, man, he's talking about me a little bit?
Yeah, I do relate myself to this song. That's happened to me where I was dancing on the dance floor and a guy came up to me. He's like, you look like you're having the time of your life and I want to hang out with you because of it.
Man, when Morgan number two tells me these lines that guys try on her and she's like, I loved it.
Dude,
I'm like, I have it all wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to do what these guys are doing.
Because he probably just saying that.
You
no
need
offense.
To just stop probably. A girl and say, wow.
Yeah, and a guy walks to Morgan up to him and goes, wow. And she's like, I like that. It's crazy. Like, well, anyway, that's the perfect song. That's the perfect love song on country radio from Luke Combs.
Yeah.
You have to give it to him. Yeah, you know?
And it's his way of being able to acknowledge the crazy, but then it's suddenly romantic.
Yeah, because everybody's a little crazy, and you always want to hear, like, your crazy's hot.
I hear that you take forever to get ready line, and I'm always like, that makes me so mad.
You want me too, but you also late everywhere, so don't have to do with that, you know? Bobby Bone, come on. I'll play you a famous TV show catchphrase. Write your answer down, guys.
Can I do that?
That would be Family Matters. Now, Steve Urkel would not have been accepted as just an answer. You gotta tell me the show.
Ooh,
very good. Our three players are Amy, my co-host, Morgan number two, the head of digital, and our video producer, Producer Eddie. Everybody good?
Yeah! Let's do this.
Lunchbox should be back in a little bit. They've been sick. We have talked to him about trying to go viral too by throwing cheese on his baby.
Oh my gosh.
People got so mad at that Instagram. So hopefully he'll be in later. All right. Are we ready, guys?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right. Here is the first catchphrase. What TV show is this from?
That's what she said.
All right, that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Right. Why is that still funny?
Everybody's in? Amy, what is that?
The Office.
That's correct. Morgan number two.
The Office.
There you go.
The Office.
Eddie.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, name this one. TV catchphrase, what is this show?
How you doing?
There you go.
How you doing?
Can you name that show? Ooh, Amy's struggling.
Are you joking? I'm in.
Everybody in?
I'm in.
Yep.
Amy?
Friends.
Morgan number two?
Friends.
Eddie?
Friends.
All right. Let's go a little harder then.
I knew you were going to do that. Said. I was like, these are pretty... Okay.
Okay.
So stupid.
You can't do that to yourself?
No, it's great. It's perfect.
Here we go. Now, what TV show is this from?
Whoa!
Ooh.
Oh, no chance Morgan
number two
knows
struggling.
That.
Whoa!
That's not fair, Morgan number two. I'm sorry.
I'm in.
Let me know, Morgan two, when you're in.
I'm in, I guess.
What do you have, Morgan number two?
Happy Days?
No.
It's a solid guess, though.
That did more like, hey.
Yeah, but it's still a, hmm.
Okay. Let's go over to Amy. Amy?
Blossom.
Blossom. Eddie.
Blossom.
There you go. That is Joey Lawrence.
She has no idea what that is.
Do you know what Blossom is?
No idea.
Do you know on Big Bang Theory? That's Blossom, right?
Yes.
The girlfriend. Whose?
Sheldon's
girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's Blossom. She had her own show when she was a kid.
What?
Yeah.
Is her real name Blossom?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
I can't remember.
It's not Sailor Moon Fried. I have Punky Brewster.
I remember Punky.
All right, ready for this one. What TV show is that? What TV show is that?
I'm ready!
I'm in.
Amy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Eddie.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Morgan number two.
SpongeBob!
All right, good. Good, good. Everybody got that one right. Do you have her name?
Yes. Mayim
Balik. Oh, yeah, Mayim Balik.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's do this one.
You got it, dude!
What TV show is that?
You got it, dude.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
Full House.
Morgan number two?
Full House.
Eddie?
Full House.
All right. Morgan number two, you got to make a move here.
Ah.
What TV show is this?
Bazinga.
Amy doesn't know that one. Eddie doesn't know that one. I'm looking at our faces right now. Morgan number two, this is your chance to get back in it.
Bazinga.
Okay.
I'm in.
Morgan number two, what is that?
Big Bang Theory.
Amy?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, what do you have?
Did you write it down?
I wrote down Big Bang, but I thought that was just...
Let's go to the judges. Did she get it or no? No, and she didn't say it. Oh, Eddie?
I wrote it down.
Big Bang Theory.
Did you have Theory written down?
No.
Okay. Hey, Big Bang Theory is right.
Oh, good.
Eddie, I think you did one, buddy.
Did I?
Well, so... Okay, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
What?
Well, no, I mean, Eddie and I both said SpongeBob SquarePants, and Morgan number two just said SpongeBob.
That's a good point.
Well, she lost anyway, so it doesn't matter. Eddie is the winner. You know what? Games are all for fun anyway. Didn't we all win?
Yeah, no.
No.
Because we had to smile and have fun.
Nope. I won that
Didn't
one.
We all win?
Nope.
No.
All right. You know what? The rules are probably a little off there. I should have forced them earlier, Amy. But, Eddie,
but I got them all right
one.
Anyway.
That is true. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So we all changed the clocks this weekend. So I've got some ways that life might be better if daylight savings time was year round.
If it's always the same, is it savings or is it just normal?
Oh.
Well,
we should just find a
new
spot and keep it. We should just keep it, be consistent. This changing the clock thing is for the birds.
Yeah.
I'm okay either way. Just get on Insta story, make a poll. Trump can do it if he wants. We vote, the end. We pick one and stay on it. Like Arizona has it. They don't change clocks. Give me some reasons why this is good to stay the same.
I bet in Arizona, fewer people are killed in car crashes with pedestrians.
Is that what happens?
Because they have the extra hour of light.
Oh.
Crime.
Oh, because you can see.
Yeah. You can see more. Crime would decrease because criminals love the dark.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And we're giving them one less hour to mess with.
That's true.
Yeah. And then our sleep wouldn't get messed up twice a year. We'd just be on a consistent schedule and we wouldn't have to deal with that. Because, listen, when our sleep gets disrupted, heart attacks increase. Did you know that?
I did not. To be fair, you don't get one less hour. It just shifted.
Oh.
Right.
Well, then why am I tired this morning?
Well, no, because it shifted.
Because your body's having to...
You were
going to
be tired anyway, Eddie.
I don't know about that.
Okay, what else, Amy?
So I saw this story about items that actors have stolen from TV or movie sets that, like, they're legit not supposed to take. It's not theirs. And then it made me wonder if Bobby's taken anything from American Idol or Dancing with the Stars.
What do you have over there on that list?
Well, like, for example, Chris Hemsworth, he has a lot of those Thor hammers from the Marvel movies. And Kristen Stewart took two rings from the Twilight movies, Bella's engagement ring, and then a mood ring that Bella's mom gave her. And then Daniel Radcliffe has the glasses from the first Harry Potter movie and the last.
Wow, that's cool. on Dancing with the Stars, I took the shoes every week. I got in trouble for doing that too. Because I would just take them and I just wouldn't take them back. We finished the dance, supposed to put everything back in the trailer. And I put everything back except the shoes. So in my house, I have like 8 pair of shoes. One of them's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. But Idol, I just took a script that I was supposed to keep just to have. But no, I don't really take... I took one of the contestants. Yeah.
He's still with
you. He's in my house right now.
Jenna Fisher, you know, she's Pam on The Office. She stole one of Pam's hair clips and she still has it. So there's that. And lastly, there's a new candle that smells like McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, that actually is cool.
That sounds really good.
Some of the candles come out weird and you're like, why would I want a candle that smells like a bull's carcass? Mm-hmm. But a McDonald's cheeseburger is pretty neat.
Well, this is a combination of smells. I'm talking beef, onions, pickles, ketchup, mustard, and cheese.
Yeah, I'm into that. That would be fun to have. Not all the time.
But when you're hungry.
But it's a novelty candle. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you something, Eddie. I had a friend that brought me over. I love thin. My favorite pizza is thin crust pepperoni pizza from Pizza Hut.
Yep.
The super thin. And I don't eat fast food or pizza often. And I really didn't. But a friend brought it over because my mom's birthday was Friday, March 8th. And she had passed away. And she brought me a whole thing of pizza and was like, hey, you know, not having a good day. I'm just going to give you all this stuff. And I kept myself from eating it. She was like, you should just, you know, sad eat. But I'm going to tell you, I had like 2 bites of that pizza.
Delicious.
I thought about you. It's so good.
So good, right?
It's so good.
Do you want the rest of it?
You can have it, actually.
Okay, I'll swing by the house
if you want it. You can have it. But it was because anything in my house, I eat eventually. I was like, I'm not going to eat it. Like midnight. I was like,
so good.
That's what I did. I took one bite. And I was like, oh, it's so good. I went back to bed. And then I laid there for a minute. I was like, I can have one more bite. I went back, had one more bite, and went back to bed. And I was like, you know what? Aside from, you know, sad or happy, that pizza's good.
I love Pizza
Hut. It's so good. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's what's up. That's the news. That's Amy's pile. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brad Paisley shared a song that he wrote just for his wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley. It was a nod to International Women's Day and his wife, who is, quote, his miracle. Here's a clip.
My miracle is 5'5". No doubt in my mind, she's the reason I'm alive. And I wasn't.
Is he recording that? Anybody know? Probably putting that out. I'd imagine he wouldn't put that online if he didn't put that out. You know what I mean? All right, what else, Morgan number two?
Reba McEntire had to postpone a concert due to laryngitis. But in some good Reba news, the Barbie created a version of Reba-inspired Barbie for their 60th anniversary.
I saw Kelsey Ballerini doing some Barbie stuff, too, on her Insta story.
I know, and she put hair extensions in, and her hair was all long, and she legit looked like a Barbie.
Yeah, she was like, look, they made a Barbie to look like me. I was like, that just looks like a Barbie. Yeah, what else?
Ronnie Dunn of Brooks & Dunn will be doing an album of rock covers after their reboot album comes out. He says it'll be totally different than the country stuff he's done.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Morgan number two.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this 12-year-old girl, her name's Haley, and she's in a wheelchair. It was actually injuries from a hiking trip. So her life totally changed, and their home wasn't built for a wheelchair. She had trouble maneuvering throughout the house and even getting into her home. So some people started a GoFundMe page. Well, then a builder, Alaire Homes, they heard about the story, and they decided to go ahead and retrofit the home for the family.
Oh, good for them.
And now she's able to, like, they've revamped her bathroom and bedroom. Everything's much more accessible, which is so amazing.
What's the name of the place again?
Alaire Homes, A-L-A-I-R.
Let's give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Hey, I'm flying to New York right now, tonight, on whatever iHeartRadio station you're listening on, and on the iHeartRadio YouTube, iHeartCountry YouTube, probably both. Maren Morris's big party is tonight where she plays live. So I'll be hosting that in New York. Leaving there, getting there, doing it tonight, do the show there tomorrow morning, then come back, and I'll see you guys, you know, back here tomorrow. But that's my plan. Amy?
Just doing, what's tonight, hip-hop, Monday night hip-hop, take a dance class. I'm going to do...
For your kids, not for you.
Yeah, but I go and I live vicariously through him. So we'll see if he sees his little girl there that he has a crush on. Mm. That's always the highlight of my night, too.
Yeah.
And then, well, I work out today. Weights.
Oh, good.
Yep. Got to keep up the muscles and the bone density or something like that.
Lunchbox, you back? You feeling better all the way in?
Oh, back feeling great. And I got physical therapy today for my bone spur in my heel to get my heel back to 100% so I can get active again.
Everything's breaking down, man.
Old man bone spur over here.
Old man bone spur. That's confusing to me.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful Monday. Bye. What if I just did that for like 3 minutes?
I'd like it.
Would you?
Sounds good.
Skibbity boo boo. Go back and listen to this show back if you want to hear about all kinds of stuff. About I went to a concert and the person I went to see really couldn't sing. It was a whole thing. Yeah. Not like they weren't good.
Oh, now I know what you mean.
They were. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So let's search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcast. Goodbye. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.